Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Lee Storzinger is here. Lee is a new friend. He's a certified financial planner. He has his own financial planning business. He's the author of On the Back Burner, which is all about how to handle money with yourself and with the folks around you. And he's our new friend, Lee Storzinger. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here, Lee. I'm probably a perfect example of the people you talk about in your book, because at my age and in my state in life, I'm in the middle of financial issues. I've recently wrapped up my parents' financial issues, having been in charge of that for my family. I've got my own financial stuff to take care of, which is, you know, it's always challenging and anxious. And then I've got my children who are coming along, and I want to help them without encroaching, right? Without making them feel like that they can't make mistakes or whatever. And it's this money thing, it's an interesting part of our life, isn't it? It makes life easier, but in many ways it makes life more complicated, doesn't it?
Wow, you summed it all up right there. All the dynamics that go into that. Yeah, I've been a financial planner for 25 years, and being a financial planner, it's a unique situation, because people tell us a lot of things that they don't normally get to tell other people. You know, you don't go out to dinner with your friends and talk about your estate plan or your budget or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And over this time period, working with people, helping them, set sail, so to speak, I noticed over the years that there's a lot of things that are really difficult for people to talk about. And I didn't really know what to do with those things, but they kind of just were in my craw, so to speak. And a few years ago, I spent some time in Haiti and adopted two children from there. And that time, living in a world that was so different from the world that we live in every day in America, I came back, and what I realized was that a lot of the things that were going on in our clients' lives at our firm was also going on in my own life. You know, grandpa who puts the will in the drawer and says, you know, what if I die, go take it out, or, you know, what are we going to do about the cabin, or, you know, all the dynamics that come into play in a family. And what I realized is that, you know, in America we talk so much from a financial perspective, but there are other pieces to the puzzle when we think about money, and there's the emotional piece and the intellectual piece and the spiritual piece. And if we don't, you know, have the car running on all cylinders, so to speak, it's going to be difficult to make it go. And
but oftentimes when we're dealing with finances, we sort of lump it all together, don't we? We don't partition things, and that makes it more complicated and more anxious, doesn't it?
It does. And think about.
So is it important that we say, okay, Am I addressing this emotionally? Am I addressing this intellectually? Am I addressing it with my baggage, or am I being smart about this? Should we do that?
Absolutely, and it's not easy. You know, we're trained not only in the business I'm in. I'm trained to come at it from a financial perspective, but I think people, you know, the clients walk into the office for example, and they're trained to talk about it that way too. You know, and you just have so many examples. For example, like the one I'm thinking of right now. Think of all the baby boomers that are just getting ready to retire. You've got a husband and a wife, and maybe the wife has one sister in town and two siblings out of town, and dad died 3 years ago, and mom is aging.
Mom's in trouble.
Mom's starting to need care. She's going to the doctor 3 days a week. The husband's mad because the other sibling won't help here locally, and the other two are out of town. So
classic,
they feel like,
classic,
you know,
family story.
It's going on.
There's a million of those going on right now in America.
Everywhere. And think about mom, who's, you know, bought the house with dad 50 years ago.
Right.
And doesn't want to leave. She doesn't feel good. She's contemplating
so what,
the end of her life.
Give me one quick tip on dealing with that before we go to a break.
Sit down and talk to your family.
sometimes families can't. Some families can't sit down and talk about anything.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Sometimes families can't. And at the very least, you know, people often ask me that. Well, what if mom doesn't want to talk about it? What if dad doesn't want to talk about it?
There's going to be one. There's almost always going to be one entity, one person, or two maybe,
there
in the family
I've got something to share
who
on
will just take charge and make it happen. And they try to do what they can, and sometimes they just can't make everybody. You won't make everybody happy in those cases. 20 Tail, right back with Lee Storzinger. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.